Zakta Helgamishtavaita Masechtik Subis Perik Hei Mishna Zayin Hamay Red Esel Baila. This woman refuses to be with her husband. Zakta Mishna Paischim Amiksibasa Shiva Dinarim B'Shabbos. We deduct from her ksuba. How much? 7 dinners per every week. In other words, 1 dinner a day. Rabbi Huda says, not 7 dinners, but Shiva Terapaikin. 7 terapics. A terapic is 4 dinarim, says the Batanur. Now, Admasehu Paichas, until when do we keep deducting this? Sakta Mishnat Kenegat Ksubasa. Until we use up the entire amount of her ksuba. Well, maybe we should keep giving her a penalty and she should start having to pay the husband. Now, that we don't do. Once her ksuba has been totally depleted, he has to divorce her. Rabbi Yossi says, Li oilam hu paichas v'hoilach. According to Rabbi Yossi, you keep deducting. Well, what if I used up the amount in her ksuba, then keep deducting? Well, she doesn't have any money to pay him. You never know. Shema tipula yerusha mimakamachar. Maybe she'll get an inheritance from some other place, and goyva men will be able to collect from it. V'chein, says the Mishnah Vayter, hamoyre dalishtay, the other way around, he refuses to be with her. Maisifon laksuba, so we add onto her ksuba, shloisha dinner in b'shabbos, 3 dinners every week. That's a half a dinner a day. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, shloisha terapaikin. 3 terapics are added to her ksuba. That's a half a terapic for each day. Wait, but why is this fair? When she rebels against him, she gets punished with 7 a week. And when he rebels against her, we only add on 3 a week? The reason for that is we understand that his tsar is much greater than her tsar. And one side refuses to be with the other one. Zakta Bat Tanura, this was all according to the first takana. But the Gemara brings from the Tosefta that later on, Chazal said, no, we don't deduct any money. But we make an announcement in the Beis HaKnesset and the Beis HaMedrash for 4 weeks, one after the other, that so-and-so is rebelling against her husband in order to embarrass her. Maybe she'll change. I mean, let her know beforehand. We're going to make this announcement. You have a chance to stop. And after they make these announcements, they told her, look, we're finished announcing. Either you change or you're going to leave without any ksuba. But that's how it's done. In the case where he's married on his wife, so the halacha, and again, you have to understand that a Beis Din assesses these things and works things out. But technically speaking, the halacha is, if a man says, look, I'll give her money, I don't want to be with her, if she wants to stay this way, we're going to add to her ksuba, 3 dinarim a week. And if she says she doesn't want to stay this way, then we force him to send her out, and he must give her her ksuba.